Sullivan Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump wants to sign a spending bill by July 4th. That bill would make permanent the 2017 tax cuts. And White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says,
if the bill doesn't pass, then we're looking at the biggest tax hike in American history. If we pass that tax hike, then of course we'd immediately go into recession. The Council of Economic Advisors projects the recession would be about 4% of GDP.
But some in the Senate cite concerns about adding to the deficit. One estimate put the cost of the bill at $3.8 trillion. There's no ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, and today health officials in Gaza say 31 people were killed when Israeli forces opened fire near an aid distribution site. The IDF says it's investigating. 12 people were shot early this morning at a party in western North Carolina. One person was killed in Catawba County. Police have not made any arrests. This is ABC News. The first day of June means it's the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. NOAA is projecting an above normal amount of hurricane activity during the season, which runs through November. First named storm will be Andrea. CDC has a new travel warning regarding measles, says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
As millions take to the skies in what's expected to be a busy summer travel season, a fresh warning from the CDC about measles, urging all international travelers to ensure they're fully vaccinated following an uptick in recent cases. Just last week, 42 new cases reported nationwide, bringing the total to more than 1,000 across 32 states, mostly among people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown.
There will be a first-time NBA champion this year. The finals matchup is set. It will be the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers in the best-of-seven series. It tips off Thursday on ABC. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. We have a light, hazy sunshine, and it's 71 degrees at 12:03. Hazy sunshine and pleasant today with a high of 76, clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52, and partly cloudy, breezy, and very summer-like tomorrow with a high of 87. Currently in Richland Center, as I mentioned, we have a light hazy sunshine. The winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 71 degrees.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, brought to you by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join them Thursday, July 17th at the beautiful Viroqua Hills Golf Course as Schmidt Woodland Hills continues celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether you're a pro on the green or just coming for the fun, this outing is about more than golf. It's about connection, community, and caring for others. Proceeds help support the mission of Schmidt Woodland Hills, providing compassionate care and services for local seniors. There'll be prizes, refreshments, good laughs, and great company. Don't miss this special day. Register now by emailing development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. That's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Today is Sunday, June 1st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. And as mentioned earlier, hurricane season starts in the Atlantic today, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an end zone neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker, and with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium is asking every livestock owner to renew and update their livestock premises registration. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept, and current registrants must renew their premises registration by July 31st. All registrants should have received an email registration notification from DATCAP. However, registrants without email addresses will receive a letter this spring. Livestock owners must register their premises regardless of the number of animals they keep. There is no cost to register. DATCAP uses the information to rapidly respond to animal disease outbreaks to protect animal health, the food supply, public safety, and Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Registrant information is never shared or sold commercially. Registration renewal is required every 3 years. By reviewing the information on the renewal form and providing any updates to WLIC, current registrants can renew their premises registration or, as required, report that they no longer house livestock. Those who need to register a new location can find more information on DATCAP's website. Failing to register a premises can result in fines and ineligibility for state indemnity payments if animals are condemned due to disease exposure. Livestock owners can register new premises or renew previous registrations by following the instructions included in the email directing to review their existing premises registration information directly online, visiting wiid.org/premises-registration-renewal, calling WLIC at 888-808-1910, or downloading and mailing a paper application or returning the renewal form. Registrants will receive confirmation once their registration or renewal is processed. Premises ID numbers may be required by certain municipalities, organizations, and/or fairs. WRCO News time is 12:10. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday night fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
It is sunny and 71 degrees at 12:11. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Neglected graves on Oak Ridge and a forgotten cemetery. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Tales from the Tombstone, as it was written, the Oak Ridge Cemetery is another one of those neglected and almost forgotten cemeteries in the county. However, a part of that cemetery is kept under its way, the brush is cut, and the grass is mowed, and an effort has been made at least for the last resting place of old settlers in an orderly way. But for most part, berry bushes, poison ivy, weeds, tall grass, they run riot. The cemetery is quite old. Its dates coming back and as well not known, like many of the old-time burying places, it's connected with a church. The church stood on the very same site, a hewn log building erected in 1871. It is now gone, having been torn down, and no trace of it is left. Its site is now part of a hayfield, which also hides from view those who pass along the highway next to that little cemetery. An odd tree, it's a dead hickory, is used as a fence post on the south side of the cemetery. It was probably not very large when the church was built. Not large? Well, that was what was in sight. It was worth looking at. Flickers and woodpeckers, they've been at work on the tree since it's dead. For some time now, it's been carved to perfection. Down on Oak Ridge, there's a forgotten cemetery, which little is known. It's a small plot near the Stibbe farm at the junction of two roads as they meet, one of them coming from Hoosier Hollow, what will become Highway 14 soon to in the Main Ridge Road. One would not notice the three or four tombstones that are still standing there, or as it were, two of them laying there. So obscure is it, and so far forgotten, that relatives of those buried, and I quote, have never heard about it, end quote. That is, until a number of years ago, when this writer of the article has taken time to go to that tall hickory stand and make a marker for the spot. One of the stones still leans up against a fence post. A child, Jasper, is buried in that spot, along with his grandparent from the Brenneman family. Strange how folks will become separated when two are buried on Oak Ridge. The mother, Mrs. Brenneman, and her son, Mart, are buried in the Indian Creek Cemetery near the village of Orion. The father, he was buried in the Richland Cemetery, where a flag flies over his grave on each Memorial Day. That is for Anthony Brenneman, a Civil War veteran. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering a historic tree along Highway 56 near Fancy Creek.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Sunday, June 1st. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, June 8th, from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew Griffith is survived by three sons, Ryan, Walker, and Kyson Griffith, brother, Christopher Griffith, girlfriend and mother to Walker and Kyson, Peyton Gunlock, mother of Ryan, Amanda Van Allen, aunts, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
W
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for some more nice weather here the rest of today and into early tomorrow, but you will notice a big jump up in temperatures tomorrow as a bubble of warmth in the central and southern plains shoots in here with gusty southwest winds, so feeling very summer-like by Monday afternoon. And then Tuesday could get pretty wet as a strong front moves in from the west, couples up with some moisture working in from the south, should squeeze out enough showers and thunderstorms to produce rainfall amounts upwards of an inch across the region, with a few pockets possibly getting more than that. That'll be moving away by later Tuesday night and into early Wednesday, followed by some quiet weather with seasonal temperatures. There could be a weak disturbance or two coming in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for at least a chance of a couple more scattered showers, but certainly does not look like anything too big. The rest of today, some hazy sunshine with that smoke up in the sky, temperature topping out near 76, light southeast to south winds around 5 miles per hour, clear to partly cloudy tonight, dropping down to 52, and tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy, and very summer-like with a high near 87, south to southwest wind 10 to 20. Monday night, a few clouds and unseasonably warm, low at 66. Heading into Tuesday, turning cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms building in by late morning, about a 90% chance. Up to an inch of rain is possible through the late evening with highs in the mid-70s. As we check into Wednesday, a small chance of showers early in the southeastern tip of the region, otherwise turning partly sunny, high 77. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a light shower, high 76. And Friday, a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms or showers, high 77. Saturday, mixed skies, some spotty showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we have light, hazy sunshine, and it's 72 degrees after our morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 74, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1934 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 33 that was set back in 1992. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:35, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:24. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right, your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Phil Nee has a look at local baseball today.
It's the third week of Sunday league action in hometown of baseball. Today in the Western section, Argyle will be at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Belleville, Arena at Wyota, Dodgeville at Shoalsburg Benton, Muscadet at Hollandale, and Verona at Blanchardville. Today in the Northern section, Cross Plains will be at Middleton, Wanakee at Black Earth, and Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia, where the Reds are a young team. I talked to player manager Nick Stittleberg about that.
If we don't have the youngest team in the league, we probably are very close to the top of having the youngest team in the league. And with that, of course, the kids in high school and stuff, you have to wait till their season is done. And then college kids have finals and school that they are away from home and don't get home every weekend type of thing. So the later start in the season for home talent now helps us a little with that, though. Thankfully.
Here's Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia today in area home talent baseball. Our pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch time at 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. On Friday evening, sectional track and field competition took place, with the winners advancing on to state competition this coming weekend. And advancing on in Division II from Richland Center in fourth place in the boys' 4x200 relay is Fletcher Harper. That's what place they got, so they advanced on. So the members of that relay team were Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden. Madeline Huber advances on with a fourth place finish in girls' shot put. From River Valley, Wesley Hatfield took fourth place in the boys' 100-meter dash and fourth place in the boys' 200-meter dash and advances on. Advancing on in Division III include from Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, who took first place in boys' 600-meter run and second place in the boys' 3,200-meter run. From Kickapoo Lafarge, taking first place was the boys' 4x400-meter relay, so they're advancing on, and members of group include Adric Edgy, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. And also taking second place in advancing were in boys 4x800-meter relay, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. And advancing on also is Adric Edge, who took first in the boys' 200-meter dash, first place in the boys' 400-meter dash, and second place in the boys' long jump. Adam Boysen took second place in the boys' high jump and advances, taking first place in the girls' 4x100-meter relay. The members of that team includes Katie Randall, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsasser. Also taking first place in the girls' 4x200-meter relay, the team members include Jewel Kleinsasser, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Randall. Also advancing on in taking third place, the girls' 4x400-meter relay, that's members of that team is Katie Randall, Anika Waslik, Kendall Abdelsek, and Janice Jadens Nagel. Sorry about that. And then Ava Young takes third place and advances on in the girls' 100-meter dash, and Jaden Snagel advances on in the girls' 400-meter dash by taking second place. Reese Hoskins hit 2 3-run homers against his former team. Jackson Churio homered among his four hits and drove in 5 runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 17-7 last night. Hoskins had his 13th career multi-homer game and first since 2022 when he was on the Phillies. Churio had a 3-run homer and a 2-run single, and Christian Yelich also added 4 hits as Milwaukee finished with 23 hits. Chad Patrick allowed 2 runs and 5 five hits over six innings as the Brewers won their sixth consecutive game. Philadelphia starter Jesus Lizardo lasted just 3 1/3 innings, allowing 12 earned runs and 12 hits, including both homers by Hoskins. And the Brewers will be looking for the sweep today. First pitch from that contest from Philadelphia will be at 12:35, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame is currently underway. The Milwaukee Brewers have designated left-handed pitcher Tyler Alexander for assignment. The Brewers made the move before today's game with the Philadelphia Phillies to create room on the roster for left-hander Jose Quintana as he returns from the injured list. The 30-year-old Alexander had a 3-5 record with a 6.19 ERA and one save this season while making 21 appearances. He posted a 9.24 ERA in the month of May. Alexander allowed five runs in the ninth inning of a 17-7 victory over the Phillies yesterday. Pascal Siakam scored 31 points, and Tyrese Halliburton had 21 points and 13 assists, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away for a 125-108 victory over the New York Knicks in Game 6 of last night's series to reach the NBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. Obi Toppin added 18 points and 6 rebounds against his former team as the gold-clad crowd gave the starters a roaring ovation when they departed with 47.2 seconds left. Indiana will visit Oklahoma City for Game 1 on Thursday night. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Turn on the light. lying here with you, listening to the rain, smiling just to see a smile upon your face. These are the moments I thank God that I'm alive. These are the moments I remember all my life. I find all I've waited for, and I could not ask for more. Looking in your eyes, seeing all I need, everything you are is everything to me. These are the moments I know heaven must exist. These are the moments I know all I need is this. I found all I've waited for, yeah, and I could not ask for more.
Hard to handle, burning will, it rockin' random. If
we're gonna do it, then we ain't gonna do it halfway, 'cause we don't play. Check it out. If you need a little turn it up Friday night, the crowd with the hands and the cans up high, wanna raise one with the raise hell kind. We the people with a needle in the red on cruise. I set fire to a neon moon, revving in back roads, revving our roots. We the people. We front row, we back porch, we dirt stop, we dance floor. We the party and the party don't stop till we roll up. That's when everybody shows up. If you need a little, turn it up Friday night. And the cans up high, wanna raise one with the raise hell kind. We the people. We the people with a needle in the red on cruise. I'll set fire to a neon moon, revving in back roads, revving our roots. We the people. We the ones that the preacher done warned you about. We the ones that'll get you kicked out. We the ones drank way too loud. We the good joke and tokers in the land of the free. Got some hot ones, some cold ones. What more do you need? If you need a little, turn it up Friday night. The crowd with the hands and the cans up high, wanna raise one with the raise hell kind. We the people. We the people with a needle in the red on cruise. I set fire to a neon moon, reppin' in back roads. The preacher done warned you about. We the ones that'll get you kicked out. We the ones drank way too loud. We the people.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Local Baseball. Today, it's our first home talent baseball broadcast of the summer, and we're proud to be live in Cazenovia from Cazenovia Memorial Park, where the Reds are getting set to take on the Sauk Prairie Twins. We have a call of the game coming up here on WRCO's Home Talent Baseball pregame show. Coming up, we'll talk about the schedule.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Tool up and save big at Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Right now, get the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium High Output XC 6.0 Battery 2-Pack for just $282.99 and score a free Milwaukee tool of your choice. Pick from a mid-torque impact wrench, hacksaw cordless tire inflator, 2-speed grease gun, or a powerful fuel blower. All tool-only models. That's a serious value for serious DIYers and pros alike. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, your one-stop shop for unbeatable tool deals.
Sunday league games today in the Western section. Argyle is playing at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Belleville, Arena at Wyota, Dodgeville at Scholesburg Benton, Muscadet at Hollandale, and Verona at Blanchardville. All getting underway shortly. In the northern section, a lighter dusting schedule of games today. Cross Plains is at Middleton, Wanakee at Black Earth, and Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia. The Caz Reds are coming off a night league win on Thursday night with a victory against Reedsburg 6-5. So the Reds get a win and they host Sauk Prairie. Nick Stittleberg helping to manage and also a player manager for Cazenovia again this year. And he will join us next on the Home Talent pregame show. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Caz Reds start their season here as we get set for game number 3 of the Sunday League season. And joining us is Nick Stittleberg. Nick, how's it gone so far for the Reds?
Pretty good. The results aren't exactly what we wanted, but so far, so good. We've played a couple teams, obviously, that we played in the last few years, and we've been very competitive, even though we're missing a good portion of our team so far early in the season here with a couple kids in high school and then a few just coming back from college now for us.
As I was going to say, at this point in the season, if you just kind of tread water till you get the whole team, that's kind of the goal, isn't it?
Yep, for us at least, for sure. We have probably, if we don't have the youngest team in the league, we probably are very close to the top of having the youngest team in the league. And with that, of course, the kids in high school and stuff, you have to wait till their season is done. And then college kids have finals and school that they are away from home and don't get home every weekend type of thing. So the later start in the season for home talent now helps us a little with that, though, thankfully.
As far as games so far, Nick, you've used what pitching you have. Who's been the starter, and who will be the starter coming up on Sunday?
So far, Aaron Hipsch has started both games for us on Sundays, and he's thrown very well. Unfortunately for him, we've made a few errors behind him. I think he's thrown 11 or 12 innings in his two starts so far, and he's given up maybe one run, maybe two at most, I would say. He pitched, would have been five scoreless this past weekend, but we made some unfortunate errors for him and gave up a few unearned runs. But I think he'll probably start for us again this Sunday as well. And then Micah Salisbury has been throwing some of the relief innings for us, and he's been throwing very well for us as well.
When Cazenovia meets Sauk Prairie, here's a couple of teams that their fans really come out in full force. This is a big event when you meet them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. They travel very well. They're probably maybe just a little tick behind Ashton as far as a fan base that travels, but that's nothing against them. They're a very well traveled team with their fans, and they always put on a great display up here in Caz when they come up.
I know that they've had some veteran players kind of starting to get to that retirement age of home talent baseball. And are they a younger team than what they used to be?
I think they haven't picked up too many guys that I know of this year, but they still had a bunch of younger guys that obviously didn't get a lot of playing time with a lot of their veterans that they've had the last 3 or 4 years. I think they've gone to the Final Four 3 out of the last 4 years to represent the North section, which is what we're in. But I know, yeah, like you had said, there's I think at least 3 or 4 of their veterans hung it up this last year. After their championship run here. But like I said, they have a lot of young kids still that are coming up and getting their feet wet, I guess you could say, as starters and home talent for them.
I looked at the Kaz Red schedule available now, your poster, and boy, you're really busy in the month of June, aren't you?
Yep, June's our busiest month, but unfortunately, this is the way it rolls out. We have a couple home games here to start June, and then we won't have a home game again until mid-July for us, and we have about a 8-game road trip throughout mid-June to the mid-July. But it is what it is. That means we're a little more front-end loaded here at beginning of schedule with home games, and then at the end of the schedule, I think we have 4 of our last 5 games are at home, so it works out both ways.
So otherwise, Jeff even has to check the oil in the bus. You're going to get busy here pretty soon, right?
Yep. In June, we'll put some miles on in June. We'll put it that way.
Well, certainly you have hopes here. You know, you always start the season hoping you can make the playoffs. And right now it looks like, you know, if you get everybody back, you got some games you could win, Nick.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. That was one of our goals we set out at the beginning of the year is try to make the playoffs this year. And if you make the playoffs, you can never know what happens every weekend. So hopefully we can put something special together this summer.
You want that Weston season to last as long as it can, but I know some of those young guys look forward to playing for the Reds, and that's kind of how the team is going to continue to exist, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Hopefully both Ithaca and Weston can go a little ways in regionals, but I know some of the guys that don't care too much about high school baseball won't be heartbroken if they don't make it both. Make it to sectional finals, but I'll be down cheering them on tonight, at least, I know, at the park.
Absolutely. All right. Sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for the season, and good luck against Sauk Prairie. I'm sure you expect a good outing on Sunday, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You bet. Nick Stittleberg joins us here on WRCO Sports.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food. It's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
It's summer baseball on WRCO.
We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From Cazenovia, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Home Talent Baseball matchup between the host Caz Reds and the visiting Sauk Prairie Twins. Aaron Hipsch on the mound for Cazenovia. Adam Ballwig, his opposition, representing the Twins. The rest of the Caz lineup, Monty Jennings behind the plate, Hunter Schmidt at first base, Colton Greenwood at second, Micah Salisbury the shortstop, and Devin Judd is at third, Nathan Bauer in left field, Nathan Sigg in center, and Brady McGlynn in right field. Now the Twins' batting order. Shortstop Alex Mayer leads it off, followed by Mike Jordahl at first. Spencer Ailish is the center fielder, hitting third. Ty Briskey, the right fielder, bats in the cleanup role. Leo Joyce, the designated hitter, hits fifth. Tyler Prime in left field, batting the sixth spot. In the seventh, Chucky Shara at third base, also hitting eighth. The catcher, Kyle Brining, and the number nine hitter, Joa Carlson, who is playing second base. There you go. Good to have you along on a beautiful afternoon for baseball here at Cazenovia Memorial. Always good to be here. A beautiful day, and it's always an event when there is a game in Cazenovia on a Sunday afternoon. Alex Mayer will stand in a moment. We'll get the plate swept off and all polished up for the first pitch of the ball game today. Mayer will stand in against Hipsch, and we'll get this one underway here just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Game time temperature of 65 degrees. It is supposed to warm up maybe a little bit more as this afternoon goes on. Hipsch is set, working from the stretch for the opening pitch, and we're underway today, and that is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Umpiring crew Alex Meinholz and Dale Kelcher, as assigned by the Home Talent League. Nothing in one. Here comes the kick and the pitch. Bounce toward the pitcher. Nice job. Aaron knocks it down, throws to first in time. One up and one down in the order for the Twins. And the batter will be Mike Jordahl. Mike is playing first base today. Fans continuing to file in today. Plenty of room for you today. Some great food as always. I had a chance to do a little taste testing this afternoon myself. Jordahl is standing in, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. Very little, if any, breeze right now at the ballpark. Last time I was here, it was a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Infield back a little bit deep against Jordahl. Here comes Hipsch with a pitch. That one sawed off and fouled out of play for strike two. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Stepping back out is the batter. Twins in their blue uniform with the red lettering. Caz in their home red with the white lettering. Here's the pitch, chopped slowly, and the batter goes down, and it's off his foot, it looks like. He went down right away. I thought for a possible moment that he hit it fair and maybe turned something as he hit it, but got it kind of off the foot area. That's smart. And he's going to step out for a step or two. So Jordahl back in. One ball and two strikes from Aaron Hipsch. Do the belt and the pitch. He shoots it outside. The count is even. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Busy day today for some. Graduations going on in the area. Lots of graduation parties today and this weekend. Beautiful day for it. 2-2 offering the pitch, ripped high in the air to center. Going over is Sig from center field, being called off from left fielder Bauer, and he hauls it in. Bauer pulls it in, and there are two up and two down here in the inning. That'll bring up Spencer Ailish. He'll make his way in. So nobody on, two away here in the opening inning for Hipsch and the Cavs defense. Aaron back to the hill. Jennings with the glove up. Here's the kick and the pitch. Third ball is called a strike. Nothing in one. Outfield back deep. Infield back deep as well for the number three hitter with two away.